And in South Africa, the ruling African National Congress has an image problem. More and more, younger generations of voters there are losing interest. For them, the ANC seems old and uninteresting. After 14 years in power, the party no longer cuts a youthful figure, and more young people say, just let itself go. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Maybe it's a 14-year itch. Or maybe it's a 7-year itch that's now a full-blown rash. Either way, the African National Congress isn't the draw it once was. The party still has millions of members. But more and more, black voters who would ordinarily be seen as ANC supporters are disengaged from politics. They are South Africa's 20, 30, and 40-somethings, and they're restless. Some haven't seen their luck change since the ANC hastened the end of apartheid in 1994. Others, like Vellum Kabele, are no longer buying what the party has to say.
People like me, we are off from politics.
Kabele is a 35-year-old black man living in Soweto. He's a partner in a recording studio called Solid Beats that's already had some hits on the radio. Kabele says he walked into freedom with the African National Congress at the fall of apartheid in 1994, and he loves Nelson Mandela as much as the next guy. But Kabele says that neither the ANC nor the government the party controls has done much for him lately. Specifically, he says, the Ministry of Art, Culture, Science, and Technology has disappointed Solid Beats again and again, encouraging the studio to apply for grants and work projects that never materialized.
We want a change. The ANC came with a lot of promises, and all the promises were never delivered.
So everything in this dim little studio has been hard won. The rickety furniture, the blinking halogen lights no bigger than raindrops, the carpet that hides stretches where there is no floor. Kabele says he stopped voting years ago, and he has no plans to vote in 2009 when South Africa is expected to get a new president. By virtue of the ANC's overwhelming majority in parliament, the party has the power to select the next head of state. But as far as Kabele is concerned, the party's over.
When you put all your hopes in something and you expect the people which you believed in that they will help you. But it's like betrayal, you know.
Solid Beats has two other partners who are more or less in sync. One is 23 years old and says he's never voted and has no plans to. And the other won't even discuss politics. He says he's only about music these days. They call this their next big hit. Soweto is a big old place, not unlike the bustling segregated urban neighborhoods that were buttressed by Jim Crow laws in the U.S., except Soweto is much bigger. Some areas are high society and some low. Some folks are high-stepping into luxury cars and hanging out at the mall. And some folks are hoofing it. There's a street here where two Nobel Peace Prize winners live, and others where squatters like Benjamin Kamako live. Kamako used to be a member of the ANC. He thought he'd be living in a big house by now.
I was expecting my life to change, that we'll get big houses, better yards, better street services, better services.
Kamako moved to the squatters' camp when he was 32 years old. He's now 43. He supports three kids and a wife by handing out flyers for local businesses, a job that pays just enough to keep him right on squatting. On his street and on his breath at 11 o'clock in the morning is the distinct smell of alcohol mixed with defeat. Kamako said he had better work during apartheid.
We'll move from one company to another company. There was no problem of getting jobs and whatever. For now, it's a task and it's a hassle to get a job.
When Kamako blames the ANC for his predicament, it's sort of like a man raising a fist toward the sea. It's not that the party has done anything to him personally, but that it has been so impervious to him is what really rankles. Kamako says he has no plans to rejoin the ANC, but he does like the party's new president, Jacob Zuma. Uviwe Mangweni doesn't think much of Jacob Zuma, and she won't be joining the party either. Mangweni is a college student in Johannesburg. She says her mother nearly cried when Thabo Mbeki resigned as head of state last month. But her father supports an opposition party.
So he feels indifferent, almost delighted that the ANC is kind of falling into pieces.
Sitting out with the birds in a garden near the city, Mangweni says the ANC's current infighting is for the birds. Mangweni says there's a traceable ethnic divide between ANC members who support Zuma and those who support Mbeki. Zuma is Zulu and Mbeki is Xhosa. Mangweni is Xhosa too, and she says that ethnic tensions within the party have now made ordinary South Africans more openly hostile to one another.
On the everyday level, there's small subtleties. If the taxi driver is Zulu and I try to communicate in Xhosa, there will be tension. They will tend to react in a very negative way. It happens quite a bit. Shouting at you, or they'll make your journey more difficult somehow. And you can't really complain, because who are you going to complain to?
Come elections next year, Mangweni says she'll cast her first vote ever.
And I'm hearing a lot of my friends saying that they're not even interested in voting. And I'm hearing others say that actually they're going to vote specifically for an alternative to the ANC.
Mangweni says that down deep in their bones, nearly all black South Africans appreciate what the ANC has done to make freedom possible. But many young people especially want to see some of the stuffing taken out of the party, so that it no longer has the final say over the parliament, the government, and the constitution. So what's Mangweni going to do? Well, at first she said she would vote for an opposition party. And then she physically cringed at the notion, the way people do when they hear a human bone break. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Johannesburg.